interesting, the state of HaMishnayis was, we were working through all our Abrahamis' presents, so they listed off all of those against Gila, Zreka, Herek, and now we're up to Chenek, we're holding by the sea. So the Goyim Nefesh and Mechoroi, Goyim Nefesh with his Samaboy from Mechoroi, it has to do with three things. It has to be Goyim Nefesh, which is a violation of the Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros that says Loi Signoiv, then a Mechoroi, which is a violation of Loi Mochum and Keres Eved. That's what Gemara says on page 4 of Medallah, down 20 lines from the bottom. There's the two lavim involved. There's one lav on the Gneva and one lav on the Mechir. And then it has to be in the middle, in between the Goyim Nefesh and Mechir, has to be the Hisamaboy, has to be Mishtamishbo, Shailush, Avaput, Chorah. It has to do the three things. It has to be Goyim Nefesh, which is a violation of the Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros that says Loi Signoiv. Then a Mechoroi, which is a violation of Loi Mochum and Keres Eved. That's what Gemara says on page 4 of Medallah, around 20 lines from the bottom. There's the two lavim involved. There's one lav on the Gneva and one lav on the Mechir. And then it has to be in the middle, in between the Goyim Nefesh and Mechir, has to be the Hisamaboy, has to be Mishtamishbo, Shailu Shavaputa, Lesna Mishavaputa. Okay. So then he's Chayiv Misa. So last week, we started the topic of Dova V'loi Chatzi Dova. The Shaila is when the person kidnaps someone else, he's going to nefesh and mechor, and he's in violation of the both averus, the loy signoid, the loy mochmam kereseved, and then he gets the einish misa. Is this a composite mechayev? The first pool of three pulas, geneva, with the hisamaboy, the hishtamshus, with the mechira. So all three together are mechayev and einish misa. Like cheskas habatim shaloshonim, that the fact that I'm mishtamish in the soda for 3 years, that will serve as a hechoche, that the soda is mine. If I have a taina later on, if I just say, no one ever complained, so that's a chazoka shenim taima, that's not a good chazoka. But if I claim I bought the soda from the Morakama, and he says, we're akvi shtorcha, and I say, I lost the shtar, so if it's within 3 years, it's a reyes in my chazoka. And if 3 years went by, and I was using the field normally, so then I have a cheskas habatim. So Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, that's the original machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. In Bava Basra, and Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says you have to have the same pair of witnesses testifying on a cheskas habatim for all 3 years. If you're going to have a separate pair of Edom on the first year, second pair of Edom on the second year, and a third pair of Edom on the third year, so Rabbi Akiva says that's a violation of Dova L'Chasi Dova. The Edom are not acceptable. And the Chachamim say, no, that it is good. That doesn't bother them. So last week we discussed, where are the Chachamim Moida? What case are the Chachamim Moida that there would be a din of Dova L'Chasi Dova? So the Gemara gives you the case. The Gemara Bava Kama, and Daf Ayin on the base, and the Gemara Bava Basa, Daf Nun Vav on the base. The Gemara says the case is that you have to have two kosher Edom to testify that a person is Bar Mitzvah. You have to have Shon and Bissimon. By a girl, you have to have 12. Yud Bei Shana V'Yom Echad, she has to be the beginning of the 13th year. By a boy, it has to be the beginning of the 14th year. Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. So that's not sufficient. Yashonim, you have to have Shana V'Simonim, that the Shtei Cyrus started to grow after the Cyrus that were there from before are no good. Cyrus have to grow after the Shana. So you have to have two Edim. The Sifrei learns that from a Pasuk. V'Yochem Eid Echad B'Ish. That Eid Echad is not Neman on Godless. Ish means to say that the person is a Godel. To say Ish Prat L'Kotin. Say that a person is ungodled, so the Sifrei says that that has halacha like a dovah should be erva. That you have to have two kosher edim. You don't say edech and then be soon. That you have two edim, so you have to have two edim to say that there is shtei sire. So you have two edim who say, we saw one sire, and the other two edim say, we saw the other sire. So if they saw bezeh hazeh, one looked on this Monday, the other two edim looked on the next Monday. So if the two Edom saw one Syrah today, two Edom saw a Syrah next week, so it could be that by the time the two Edom saw the other Syrah next week, the first Syrah fell out. So that's Bechlam no good. No one would say that that's good. You don't even know that you have Shtei Syrahs. But if you have two Edom, you have four Edom looking for Vasachas, two Edom are looking at one part of the body, two Edom looking at another part of the body. So two Edom say that we see one Syrah over here. And two Edom come to Bezdin and they say, we saw another Sire in another part of the body. At the same time, the other Edom saw the Sire on their part of the body. But no two Edom saw the Shtei Sires together. So the Gemara says that, even the Chachamim of the Rebbe Akiva would agree that that's a violation of Dova V'lechatzi Dova, and you don't have Shnei Edom. They're not Mitztach V'yachat. So last week we went through the five different Pshatim that the Rishonim have. Why are the Chachamim Moida? Why should the Chachamim, Manishtana, why is it, by Shalosh Shnei Chazaka, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Akiva? And they say, that's okay. If you have a separate pair of Edom testifying on each year, that's okay. You can be mitzarif all of the Edom together. And manishtana, why is it that by the shteim omim, shnei Edom omim achas begaba, shnei Edom omim achas bekreisa, by the shtei saris, why is it over there that it's not? So that's what we discussed last week. So let's get back over here. Now the Gemara raises the following issue. What is the actual mechayiv of the oinish mis? Is it a composite mechayiv? You have to have Gneva b'nefesh, which is a violation of loy signos. And the hisama boy, he's mishtamish in it. That's also an issur. I'm causing the other one to work for me. That's aynoa. That's aynoa's dvarim. I know someone. I have no right to annoy him. And then mechoroi, that's a violation of loy mochamem keresevet. So all the three pa'ulas together are mechayiv in the oinish misa. Or do you say no? He has to have first violated loy signa. He has to do his samabai. But the mechayiv of misa is the last avera, the last step, loy machmem kereseved, that's the clincher. The others are just a condition in the chiyuv, but the mechayiv of the oinish misa is actually the violation of loy machmem kereseved. Now, Kamina Wachapta, is this considered a chotzi dover or not? According to Rabbi Akiva, all the sholosh, the hishtamshis, and the soda for all 3 years, that constitutes the cheskes habatim. So that's what Rabbi Kiva holds, that that's a violation of Dabav Lechotzi. Loite Chachamim, that it's not a problem, Dabav Lechotzi Dabav, over there by Shalosh Nechazok, it won't be a problem over here either. If you have two Edom testify on the Gneva B'Nefesh, and a different pair of two Edom testify on the Mechira B'Nefesh, it's probably going to happen at two different times. It's going to be Gneva B'Nefesh today, it's going to be his summer boy a week later, it's going to be Mechora a week later, three different times. So you're going to have three pairs of Edom. One pair of Edom say Gonav Nefesh, one pair of Edom say Bisama Boy, and the third pair of Edom going to say Umachorai. So is that Saloita Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva? It's not a problem of Dovah Lechotzi Dovah. But the Shah is, what would Rabbi Akiva say in such a case? Would Rabbi Akiva hold in such a case that this is an issue of Dovah Lechotzi Dovah? Or maybe Rabbi Akiva would admit over here that it's not a problem of Dovah Lechotzi Dovah because it's not a composite Mechayiv, it's not that all three together a mechayiv and the oinish misa. Gneva b'nefesh maybe gets malchus. If you violate the pasuk in Aseres Adibas, that's what we learned last week. The Gemara says, it says in Aseres Adibas lois signoiv, and it says in Vayikra lois signoivu. So how did we decide that lois signoiv is going to nefashis and lois signoivu and Vayikra is going to mamon? So the Braisa said that one of the Yud Gimel Yiddish alternative reshes for him is Dov HaLomim Me'yon. So in Parshas, in Vayikra, it's written right next to the Din Lo Sashik Sriyacha Valoy Sigzol. So since it's written together with all the Din of Amamim, so you understand that the Lo Signova goes on Gnevis Mammon Akos Medabra. But the Pasuk in Aseres Adibas, Lo Signoi, that's written right next to Lo Sinov and Lo Sirtzah, right next to the Din of Dagerin Oinish Misa. So we assume that that must be talking about Goin of Nefesh Akos Medabra that also has Oinish Misa. So the Pashtus, the Gemara, sounds like the Brises, sound like they said that the lav of Lois Signov gets an Oinish Misa. So it sounds like it's a composite Machayiv. The Gneva with the Hishtamshus and the kidnapped person with the selling him, all three together combined to be Machayiv Misa. It's not that the Mechira ben Efesh is Machayiv Misa on the condition that this person had been kidnapped previously and you had used him for your own Mishtamish book. So that's going to be the discussion in the Gemara. Is that the case? Is it a composite mechayiv or not? Let's say, for example, in Bava Kama Dafayin. Why does the sugya appear in Bava Kama Dafayin on the base? Because the Mishnah Bava Kama Dafayin and Aleph talks about the din of kefil dalad vehei. A gazlan only pays kerim, doesn't pay kefil. If a person is a ganef, so not only does he have to pay, he stole a behemoth that's worth $100. So if he ganved the behemoth as opposed to gazlaning, Geneva means he stole it and nobody was watching. He sneaks in and he's afraid that he doesn't want anybody to see him. So if he's a ganef, then the Torah punishes him more than a gazlan. The Gemara gives a whole psychological explanation in Bava Kama that the gazlan doesn't care about, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't care about human beings either. He treats everybody equally. But the ganef is only afraid of the bas of Adam. He's not afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he has more disrespect for the... He has more respect for human beings than he has for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why we penalize the ganef more. That's the psychology that the Gemara suggests in Bava Kama. So the ganef is punished that he always pays kefil. And if he stole the shor b'seir and he shechts it, or he sells it, tovah u'machar, So the Torah has an additional punishment. Not only does he pay keren in kefil, it says he pays an additional two or three that adds up to arbo v'chamisha. Chamisha bo kishon tachas ha-shor, v'arba tzon tachas ha-shor. Let's say he stole a shor, and the shor is worth $100, and he shechts it later on. So the Torah says that the punishment is not only that he pays kefil, not only that he pays keren, he has to pay back the $100, he has to pay kefil, he has to pay $200 instead of $100. The gnevah was only $100. If he still has the behemi, you get back the behemi, you pay another $100 as the kefil. But you have to pay if shochat or mochar, tavach or mochar, so it says chamisha baki shalom tachas hashor. He has to pay $500. An additional $300 because of the tavach or mochar over and above the keren with the kefil. Altogether it adds up to chamisha. And if it's a seh, and if it's a behemah daka as opposed to a shor, which is a behemah gaso, so arba tzon tachas hashor. The Gemara gives a whole explanation for that too. Why the penalty is greater by shor and less by the sif. So he says, arbatzon tachas hasif. So the Mishnah says in Bava Kama that you don't necessarily have to have, you have to have witnesses testifying on all of this, because if the man is going to come and admit on his own, ganafti, batavachti, macharti, so it's moide b'knasis pata, we'll only accept hajaz baldin on the keren, on the $100, on the extra $400, over and above the $100, this lachal sknas, so moide b'knas is going to be pata, the Gemara brings that from the Pesukim. So you have to have witnesses. The Gemara Darshan, the Edom have to testify in front of Bezdin, and then we're going to make a Gemar Din. And before you make a Gemar Din, there isn't any Midas Chasidus to pay Knas. That's what the Yerushalmi says, and the Babli is Mashma also like that. Even Afilu B'Balot Tzidei Shemayim, let's say the Ganav knows on his own that he did a Gneiva, and he did Tavach HaMacha, and he wants to do a Midas Chasidus, wants to pay. So there isn't even a Midas Chasidus to pay on your own. Knas is like an oinish that has to be imposed by the Bezdin. Because Man the Bezdin didn't have a Birur Avedim and didn't make a Gemar Din, so there isn't even a Midas Chasidus to pay the Knas. So it says in the Mishnah you have to have Edim. So you have to have the Zelba Edim, the same two Edim are going to punkt, they're going to be there when he did the Geneva, and punkt, the same two Edim are going to be there when he does the Tzvicha Mechira. Probably not going to be. So the Mishnah says you have two witnesses, Shnaim Heidu Shigonav, and Shnaim Heidu Shetobach HaMochar. So you put two and two together and you make him pay the Chamisha Bokin Shon Tachas Hashor. So the Gemara raises the issue, why isn't this a violation of Dova V'lechotzi Dova? If you're like the Chachamim, the Rebbe Akiva, there's no problem. If you have 3 years of Cheskes Habatim, it's not a problem of Dova V'lechotzi Dova, so this is also not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Akiva, it should be a problem. Why should it be a problem? So you see that the Gemara understood when Tovach U'Mochar, the Mechayiv to pay Dalet V'Hei, is the Geneva with the Mechira. It's not that the Geneva is Mechayiv carrying a kefil, and the Mechira is Chayiv another two or three. If it's a Seh, the Mechira or the Shechita is Mechayiv another two, and if it's a Shor, the Mechira or the Tvicha is Mechayiv another three. No. The Tvicha, the Geneva with the Mechira, the Geneva with the Tvicha together, it's a composite Mechayiv, they're Mechayiv together, the Dalet V'Hei. Geneva is enough to be Mechayiv carrying a kefil. The Geneva doesn't need the Tvicha Mechira to be Mechayiv Keren Kefil. The Geneva can stand alone. But the Tvicha Mechira alone is not Mechayiv. It's not just that it's a prerequisite. It's not just a condition. That the Tvicha Mechira is not Mechayiv the additional two or three unless he had previously stolen the Geneva. No, then it's not going to be a Chotzi Dover. Then Rebbe Akiva is not going to, it's not going to pose a problem Malibu to Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara considers it a problem. The Gemara has to work on a solution. So the reason why the Gemara considered it a problem is because they understood that the Geneva with the Tvicha Mechira together are composite Mechayiv that makes Mechayiv the Dalvehe. So the Gemara raises the question, Leima Masisim de Loike Rebbe Akiva, should I say that the Mishnah in Bava Kama, that's the question in Bava Kama, that's fine. Should I say that the Mishnah that says, Shnayim Yidim Osir Shegonav, Shnayim Yidim Osir Shetobach HaMocha, are two witnesses testifying the Geneva, and a different two witnesses testifying the Tvicha Mechira, and it's acceptable, and you put it together and you make him pay, should I say that it's the like Rebbe Akiva, because Rebbe Akiva says you have to have the same two witnesses testifying on over 3 years of Cheskes HaBatim? So the Gemara answers no. That there's a reason why over here Rebbe Akiva would say, despite the fact that it is an issue of Chotzi Dover, here it's acceptable. Why did the Yotzim and Akla? So the Gemara says, as we mentioned previously, that the Eidei Geneva can come on their own. The Geneva alone is Mechayiv Keren Kefil. So since they did Geneva on their own accomplished something, So you can't say you can't accept Eidig Neivel. Eidig Neivel is a Dovah Shovim B'negiyat B'mechayv Keren Ekeifel. So even though Taka later on the Eidig Tzricha Mechira, the Tzricha Mechira alone is not Mechayv on its own. Yeah, it's a composite Mechayv. The Gneivel with the Tzricha Mechira together, I'm Mechayv the additional two or three times that you pay. The additional $200, the additional $300. But since you have already accepted the Eidig Neivel, that was a Dovah Shovim. Even Rabbi Akiva would say that this doesn't pose a problem. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara and Bava Kamma. So here, the Gemara raises the question. The pashtus the Gemara assumes is that the Geneva with the Hisama boy, Omecharoi, the kidnapping with the Hishtamshus, with the selling, all together is one big composite Mechayit, and it should be an issue of Dava V'leichatzi Dava. So that's how the Gemara starts off. This is about eight lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Vavam and Aleph, Itmar. So the Abba Machlege is Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the Talmud of Chizkiya, I think. Machlege is Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Eide Geneva Beide Mechir Benefesh. Two separate witnesses testified that he kidnapped him. And another, I would have said three separate pairs. One pair of witnesses testified that he kidnapped him. One pair of witnesses testified that Hisama boy, that Mishtamish boy. And another two witnesses testify Mechora, that he sold it. So the Mishnah says, based on the Pesukim, that you need all three. So what's the din in such a case? So the Gemara quotes, Amachlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Eidus is valid or not. Is it a kosher Eidus? A Chizkiya Omar, Einai Rogin. Chizkiya says that the Eidus is Bechlal no good. Because the Gemara is going to say, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva, and the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Chacham, how do you paskin? I always thought Rabbi Kiva Chachamim, paskin like the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, no, it's a machlok, it's Chizki and Rabbi Yechon. How to paskin? The Gemara says, Chizki holds, Chizki diomak Rabbi Kiva, doma dover, lechotzi dover. Chizki holds like Rabbi Kiva that there's a problem by shoulder shnei chazokah. If it's a chotzi dover, it's no good. So Chizki would say over here that this is also dover, lechotzi dover. So the testimony is no good. It's not going to, Eidim Zemim will only get kashazomam. They only gave kashizamim if it was nigmar hadin al pihin. If they gave a testimony that was accepted by the Beis Din and it would have brought about a punishment on this person, and then who's musa, then we give them asisim lo kashizamim lasis liyochim. But if they give a testimony that it's not accepted, period. He tells a half a story, and they tell a half a story, and it says not accepted because dava v'lechotzi dava. So the Beis Din throws out the whole agadas eidus. So of course Chizkiya says ein harogim, that we don't punish them. Because the whole testimony was garnishment garnished. It's not going to be nigmar din al pihin. It wasn't this kablo haedus. First you have to have this kablo haedus. Then you have to have nigmar din al pihin. Then if it's huzmu, then you get kazam. Bechlal we don't accept the haedus. That's what Chizkiya says. Bechlal we don't accept the haedus. And Rabbi Yechanan Paskin is normally, Rabbi Yechanan Paskin is like the Chachamim. The dober v'apidu chatsi dober. The only time it's a problem is by the two witnesses say about the Shtei Sirus, they saw one siren, the other two witnesses saw the other siren. That's a rare case. But in a normal case, like Sholosh Nechazok, Rabbi Yechon and Paschal is like the Chachamim. So this is also like Sholosh Nechazok. We went through all the different reasons last week. When the Chachamim say this good, when it's not good, Rabbi Yechon holds that the Chachamim would say in this case that it would be good. Dobra b'afidu chatsi dobra. That's the Machlegim. What's a problem here in the Gemara, a major problem, that's with the Balamor. There's a very long Balamor over here. He doesn't check for the Rif. The Rif has nothing to say over here. The Rif only quotes Gemaras that are relevant to Halacha L'maaseh. Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam quotes all the dinim, the Hilchos of the Mashiach, what's going to be, and Beis HaMikdosh, and Tumah V'Tareh, and Knas, and everything. And the Rif only quotes what's Nageh Halacha L'maaseh Bizman Hazeh. So the Rif doesn't quote anything from our Daf. He leaves out all of these, this whole part of the Masechta, the no skila straight, the Eric Chenik. They don't have any of this. So the, and usually the Balamor just chepers the Rif. Whenever he doesn't like the Psaka of the Rif, so he lets him know about it. So here there's a long shtickle term. The Balamor just writes Pshat in the Gemara. Nothing to do, no fault of the Rif. And usually the Ramban only comes to defend the Rif. So here there shouldn't have been any Ramban. But here there is Ramban, here on page Yutes. Ramban shepherds the Balamor, even though the Balamor is not saying anything about the Rif. But the Ramban shepherds the Balamor, and he disagrees a little bit. So the Balamor, one of the, it's a very long Balamor, it's very good. So one of the comments that the Balamor has over here is, he doesn't understand why the Gemara Shtelta Vek, the Machloiki is Chizkiya v'Rabbi Yochanan, Eidi Gnev Veidi Mechira Benefesh Ahuzmu. We were mazim them, so we give them kashazam. What do you go backwards? Shtelavek normal. You have two witnesses testify that he kidnapped Pliny, and two witnesses testify that he sold them as a slave. Are they mitzdarfim yachad or not? Sechizkiah says they're not mitzdarfim because I hold halacha kerab akiva. Dobar v'lechot. See, dobar? See. There's no kabbalah to say this. He didn't get the first base. The bezin is never mekabaliyedis. It's never going to be nigmar din apiyim. So of course it's never going to be huzmu. You're not going to get a punishment of kashazam. And Rabbi Yechon should say, you are mekabaliyedis. Why did the Gemara go backwards with a huzmu, whether you get a punishment? So that's what the Balamor says, according to the Haskolos HaGemara, that we don't understand it. The Gemara is going to have a change on Omid Beis, 13, 15 lines from the top. Elo Omer Rapope is going to change everything over. So he says, once you get to Rapope, it's smooth sailing. Everything is much better. So, but the way it stands now, it's not a problem. Why does it's difficult. According to the first presentation of the Gemara, that the machloik is between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanan is, whether you paskal like Rabbi Kibbe, paskal like the Chachamim, so it shouldn't be a machlekes whether huzmu, whether they get kashazam. It should be a machlekes whether the bezin can be mekabel such edus or not. But that's how the Gemara begins. Then the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Umayda Chizkiah. There is one case where Chizkiah, despite the fact that he says there's an issue of dover v'lechatzi dover, he paskens like Rabbi Akiva, but there's one case where even Rabbi Akiva will agree that there's no problem. We had a case there in Bava Kamma. We had a case in Bava Kamma, the Mishnah says two witnesses testified that he stole Shorbaseh, and different two witnesses testified that a month later he was Tovach HaMochav. So despite the fact that the Gemara assumes that it is a composite Machayev, that the Geneva with the Tzvich HaMechira together lead up to the Chiyav Dalabahe. It's not just that Geneva is Machayev Karen Ketro and Tzvich HaMechira is Machayev Beis V'Gimel. No. Together, it's a composite Machayev. Nonetheless, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva will be moida there that there's no problem of davar v'lechatzi davar. So that's what the Gemara says. And moida chizkiah holds like Rabbi Akiva, but there are cases where Rabbi Akiva will be moida that there's no issue of davar v'lechatzi davar. Where is that? Beidim acharim shel b'msera moira shehuzmu. Yeah, that's a davar pashut like that. We learned already perek b'msera moira. So b'msera moira is a juvenile delinquent, has to be bar mitzvah. Has to be the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah. When he's still a cotton, there's no punishment. He's allowed bar onshin. And if he's after 3 months after bar mitzvah, he's already too old. He's not b'shus aviv anymore. It's like by a girl. We said over from the shuvas of them, it's like by a girl. You have a ketana and a naira and a bogeris. So by a boy, you have three parallel manim. You have a cotton and a la bar onshin. Then you have, after 3 months after bar mitzvah, he's not b'shus aviv anymore. So the whole parasha ben Saramara doesn't apply. Like a bogeris, when the girl is 12 and a half, so she's no longer Bishus Avir. But during the time that she's a Naira, Binureha, Beis Avir, when she's a Tana or a Naira, she's Bishus Avir. So the boy, also there are three Zmanim. There's a Kotten, and a Nar, and a Boiger, so to speak. So in the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah, he is a Bar Chiyuva, he's a Bar Onshin, and he's still Bishus Avir. So then you can have a Din and Ben Sarmar. So what's the Din? Yeah, if he steals money from the father, one Tana holds the father and the mother, if he steals money from the father, and then he goes and he eats with a bunch of gangsters, a bunch of very bad chaverim, and he eats fleishiks with wine, very sharp wine, not our kind of wine, not kedem wine, I mean real Italian wine, it says, and he has gedempte chicken. He eats steaks, he eats broiled steaks, and you see, as a schneitzel chafenderech to become a real gangster. So then there's a din that he's chayiv an oinish. So what oinish does he get? So the Gemara learns that from the Psukim, that the first time he does, he steals money from the father and he eats with the chevra of gangsters, and you have two witnesses who saw all of this and they come to Bezin, so it says the Yisru also. And what does it mean, the Yisru also? So the Gemara learns that it means Malkus. The Pirush Amilus means Malkus. Like it says by Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra gets the Yisru also. You don't show us a mad cast of Eloise Elisha. Someone is Moitzi Shemra Alishto. So there's a package Einish that has three parts to it. That he gets Malkus. You don't show us a mad cast if he pays to the Aviyah Naira, pays the mad cast. And then Eloise Elisha, Liyuchel Shachal Koyama. He's stuck. He's not allowed to divorce her, unless she agrees. But he's not allowed to divorce the Bal Korban. That's the three parts to the Einish. So the word Vyisrosa in that parsha means Malkus. So here also by the Ben Sorama, Vyisrosa means Malkus. If the kid, after getting Malkus, didn't learn his lesson, And then he goes and he gambles again, a second time money from the father, and then he goes and eats with the same chevre, different chevre, whatever, weiter, the same kind of broiled steak and the same kind of Italian wine, yaino italki, a lot. Not some a little becher. He drinks a lot of wine, strong wine, he eats a lot of flesh. So then the second time around, the achila shniya, then we give him an oinish misa. The first time he only gets malka, the second time he gets an oinish misa. So what are you going to say? What are you going to say? By Ben Sora Moreh, you're going to say it's a composite mechayev. The first geneva with the first achila, with the second geneva with the second achila. Whee! Everything all together is mechayev misa. No. The first geneva with the first achila is a composite mechayev, that's mechayev malkas. The second geneva with the second achila is a composite mechayev of two pulls together, that a mechayev misa. But the first geneva with the first achila, that's not part of the mechayev of misa the second time around. So that's what the Gemara says, the Moide Chizkiah, who holds like Rabbi Kiva, that there is an issue of davar v'lechotzi davar, whenever you have a composite mechayev, so you have to have like cheskes habatim sholoshanim. So the achilas teres of all 3 years, it's all mitzdarif yachat, it joins together to make one cheskes habatim. So Rabbi Kiva says you need one pair of edim. So you need, here by the Glen and Nefesh Mechara, you need one pair of edim on all of the pulas. And the Geneva with the Hislamaboy or Mechara. So by Ben Sora Mori, you're not going to require one pair of edim on both Genevas and both achilas. On the Geneva and the Achila Rishoni, you'll need one pair of edim. On the Geneva Shnia, but the Achila Shnia, you'll need one pair of edim. But you don't need one pair for all four. So that's what the Gemara says. Amoide Chizkia. This he admits, Rabbi Kiva, Chizkia represents Rabbi Kiva here. Rabbi Kiva and Chizkia will admit, Beidim Hachredim Shal Ben Sora Moshe Huzmu Shen Harogim. Right? What do they go around the back, behind the head? What do you say, Huzmu? He means that the Koshal Eidus, the second cut to say there was a Geneva Shnia with the Achila Shnia of Basta V'Yayin of the Ben Sora Moshe, that's a Dova Shale. Why? Mitoch Sheikhalim Loi Mahari Shoinim Lahalkosa Bono. The first pair of witnesses who testified on the Achila Rishonah with the Geneva Rishonah with the Achila Rishonah, that stands alone. That's Taka Composite Mechayiv, the Geneva with the Achila combined together to constitute a Chiyav Malkus, and the Geneva with the Achila Shnia combined together to be Mechayiv Misa. Tosis points out on the Gemara, the Loshon HaGemara Mitoch Shecholem Loimar, as if the Eidim are timing their way out of it, that they have in mind, but they didn't have in mind. So at the bottom, Tosis says, it doesn't mean it's not a shayla of what they're going to taina. What did they have in mind? It doesn't mean that. It means, what is mechayiv doinish misa? The geneva with the achila rishonah are not part of the mechayiv misa. The mechayiv for misa is the geneva shnia with the achila shnia. So it's taka composite mechayiv. And that will be a dover v'lechotzi dover. If you have two eidim testifying on the geneva and two eidim testifying on the achila, that'll be a machlekes, Rebbe Kiva, and a chachamim. So Chizkia holds like Rebbe Kiva, that's a problem, dover v'lechotzi dover. But if you have two Eidim testifying on the Geneva with the Achila Shnia, just they didn't see the Geneva with the Achila Rishayna, that's not a Dova V'lechatzi Dova. There's a Dova Shalem, the Geneva with the Achila Rishayna makes the Achila Malkus, and the Geneva with the Achila Shnia, that makes the Bahani Achrin in the second pair of Eidim, Kuli Dova Klavdilei. They accomplish a Dova Shalem, they make the Chi of Mis. Okay. Break the Gemara Akashe. If that's so, that there is such a case that even Rabbi Akiva will agree, not every case does Rabbi Akiva say that it's a dova v'lechotzi dova, it's only if it's a composite mechayiv. So we said there in Baba Kama, the Gemara considered it a problem because the Geneva with the Tavach HaMacha together are mechayiv and Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara gave an explanation, despite the fact that it should have been dova v'lechotzi dova, it's still acceptable because the Geneva alone is mechayiv Kerem Mekeichel, so the Geneva can stand without the Tavach HaMacha, so that's why it's okay. That's an exception to the rule. So the Gemara said over here, if you have Goyim Nefesh and Mechorai, Rabbi Kiva will say you have to have the same pair of Eidim, because this is a composite Mechayiv. Frek the Gemara, how do you know? Maskif Lora Papa, Frek the Akasha, that the way we just said the Machloik, and he's going to reverse it, he's going to correct it. Rapapa lived in Bovel, Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiah lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he's trying to, and someone came to Bovel and told him over there was Machloik, Chizkiah, Rabbi Yechanan. So Rapapa said there must be a mistake over here. They must have, it was, something was lost in transmission. They said it over wrong. Elam Rapapa, he's going to correct it. 10 lines from now, Elam Rapapa, he's going to say it over right. So he's arguing out the case now. It doesn't make sense the way we just read it. Maskif Rapapa, Ihachi, If that's true, that the second pair of Eidim by the Ben Sora Mora stand alone, because the Gnei B'Shniya with the Achilu Shniya, that's Mechayiv and Nisa. The Gnei B'Rishayna plus the Achilu B'Rishayna is Mechayiv and Malkus. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Eidim Mechira Nami Liktalu. Why don't we give the punishment of Kasha Zamam to the Eidim Mechira? What he means to ask is that it shouldn't be a Dova V'Lechatzi Dova. If the Eidim testified that there was a Mecher, two Eidim testify he kidnapped someone, another two Eidim testify that he sold them as a slave. So the Shaila was, we raised before, what is Mechayiv in the Oynish Misa? Is it a composite Mechayiv of all the three pulas together? The violation of Leistigna plus the violation of Noaz Dvar Misamaboy plus the violation of Loyim Ochamam Kereseved? Or you say, no, Loyim Ochamam Kereseved is Mechayiv in Oynish Misa. Whatever happens before, that's a condition. It has to be on top of all that. But it's the sole Mechayiv is the second pool of the Mechayiv. So that's what Rapapa Frekta Kasha, just like you tell me, that it's a double poshut, that the second Achila of the Ben Sora Mor is Mechayiv Misa. And the first Gnei Achila is Mechayiv Malkus. So why don't you say about Gnei of Nefesh the same thing? The Gnei of Nefesh is Mechayiv Malkus. So Lav and Aseres Adibus, who says that it's Mechayiv Misa? Even though it's a double halomim in Yonis, next to Loi Sirtzach, next to Loi Sinov, and it sounds like it's Mechayiv Misa, that's what it sounds like, double halomim in Yonis, Chayiv Misa, maybe it just means it's Mechayiv and Oynish Aguf, Mechayiv Malkus, not Mechayiv Misa. So that's what Rapa Perfecta Taina, Eidim Mechir Nami Liktulu, let's give them the punishment of Kashazama, Mifu Mazan them. In other words, they should accept their Eidis, separate pair of Eidim on the Mechir Ben Efesh, separate pair of Eidim on the Gnei Ben Efesh, why? So like Tosa said, it's not a question of what they're going to tie and what they had in mind. If the din is that a Goyin of Nefesh gets Malkus, so the Gneva's Nefesh is Mechayiv one punishment, and Mechir ben Nefesh stands alone, it's Mechayiv a different Einish of Nisa. So it's not a composite Mechayiv, it's just that that's a prerequisite. In order that the Mechir Nefesh, in order that the violation of Loyim Mochamam Kereseved should be Mechayiv you and Oynish Miso, you have to have previously violated another Averis. But it's not that the both Averis together are Mechayiv Miso. So that's where our Papa Tain is. Why shouldn't I say that that's Luchud and that's Luchud? The Chitayim or the Kasov Chizkia, the Loy Lokim, well, you'll tell me that Chizkia holds not so. Chizkia holds that it's a composite Mechayiv, that is the Gneiva, like we said before. It's the Gneiva together with the Mecher. Geneva with Besamaboy plus a Mechoroy, composite of three pulas, is Mechayiv Misa, and there's no Malkus for Gain of Nefesh. Gain of Nefesh alone is not Mechayiv Malkus. We have to explain why is it not Mechayiv Malkus. Mechayiv is going to explain. There is a rule. Who gets Malkus? Whoever violates an Aver, that's similar to Lasak from Shabbatisha. Dumya de Lav de Hasimah. Because in Chumish Dvar Midarshan Smuchim, and the Pasuk says, V'hayon din ha'kos ha'rosha, v'hipil ha'shav v'kol ha'fonov. So that Parsha just says, a Rosha gets Malkus. It doesn't say, who's a Rosha? So since it's written right next to, it's not the same Pasuk, but it's Smuchim. It's written right next to the Pasuk, V'asavtum shavadishoy. So the Tanoim darshan Smuchim in Mishneh Torah, Chumash Dvarim, they all darshan Smuchim. So whatever Aver is similar to L'asavtum shavadishoy gets Malkus. So Vos heist, Dumi v'l'asavtum shavadishoy. So it has to be a lav she'eshba ma'ise, it can't be a lav she'ema ma'ise, it shouldn't be a lav anita glese, and it shouldn't be a lav she'nitan le'asoras misas bezin. What does that mean, a lav she'nitan le'asoras misas bezin? So the term appears in the Gemara in different places, it's an ardav, and then if you look on the left side margin, they give you Shabbos, Erevin, Bavakam, it appears in a few different places. It appears in three different, there are three different kinds of Lam Shinita Asaras Mizbez. So in Makis, Daf Yud Gimel, the Daf Yemi people just learned the Makis, the first Daf and the third Perik is Elohein Aloikin, who gets Malkus? So it says, the Avera has to be similar to L'Sasim Shabbatisha. So take for example, somebody was Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos gets Skila, someone is Baal Eish Hashish. Baal Eish Hashish gets Chenek. So let's say the Eidim, it's a good friend of them. Or Yoibir Abedizor gets Kilo, the Gadis. So the Eidim are good friends of the Balaver. So they don't want to give him over to Bezin to give him an Einish Nisa. So they don't give him Masra, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to give you Nisa. They tone it down, they said, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we're going to give you Malkus. He says, I don't care, give me all the Malkus you want. So what's the din that they give him malchus? Or they warn him, don't be Baalei Shesish, we're going to give you malchus. Don't be Ovid Avodah, we're going to give you malchus. If the Pasuk says you get Misa, so Kavachayma, you should be able to get malchus. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim in the third parak in Makkos, Machlokes Rekiva Rabbi Shmuel. And we pass for like Rabbi Kiva. That's called a Lav Shanita Masoras Misas Bezin. If you have a Pasuk Loisirtsov or Loisinov, or not to Nimchal Shabbos, and that Pasuk says that the punishment, the correct punishment is Misa, but because the Eidim toned it down and they didn't give him a Hasro for Misa, they gave him a Hasro for Malkus, so that's not Dumya the Lav the Hasima. Losachsam Shabbatisha never gets Misa. All it gets is Malkus. If you have a Lav, that's supposed to be Menachamuris, it's supposed to be a Chomedik Oinish, it's supposed to get Misa. And the Yadim toned it down, so that's not that doesn't get Malkus. The Averis and the Chumash are divided into two categories, Kalos and Chamuris, and the Malkus is only on the Kalos, there's no Malkus on Chamuris. That's what we learned in the beginning of the Perek. The more talks about the differences between Kalos and Chamuris. We saw the Rama beginning of Hilchas Shuvah, drew a distinction between Kalos and Chamuris. So that's one concept. Of Lav Shinitan Lasaras Misbezin, that Loisinov and Loisirtsov and Chilul Shabbos, these kind of averis which normally should carry with them a punishment of Misa, so if the Eidim warned them, don't do the aver, we're going to give you Malkus, so the din is there's no Misa and there's no Malkus. No Misa did he give Masroah for Misa. There's no Malkus because not during the Lav the Hasim. That's one Gemara. Then there's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Zayin on the base that Taisus says that has nothing to do with any other category. That stands alone. That stands alone. The Gemara there has like this. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says when the mon came down, so there's going to be a double portion on Erev Shabbos, and no one should go look for the mon on Shabbos. Al yetzi ish memkoma b'yom ha'shvi. What does it mean? Al yetzi ish memkoma b'yom ha'shvi. So Rashi says on Chumash, Al yetzi ish memkoma. They used to go out with a pot, with a container, and collect the mon and put it in the container. They're not going to carry it in their hand. It's going to melt. Cham Hashem Shalom. It's going to melt in their hand. So they put it in a pot. So there was no Erev. They didn't make an Erev in the Midbar. Why not? Okay, so there was no Erev. So they're not allowed to carry a pot into the Rishus Aram Deraisa. So that's Pshat. Al Yetzi Yishmim Komo doesn't mean you're not allowed to go out of your house. Al Yotzi. Al Yetzi is same as Al Yotzi. You're not allowed to carry. And that's the prohibition of Hoitzor. That's what the meaning of the Pasuk is. Rene Gemara has an additional interpretation in the Pasuk. Al Yetzi Yishmim Komo, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim regarding Tchumen. Whether the Issa Tchumen is the Raisa the Rabbon. Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchumen, Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumen Alpai Mama is the Raisa. Tchumen Alpai Mama is the Raisa. Alpai Mama is 1 mil. So that thing, Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. So that's a further machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. What about Yud Beis Mil? Maybe Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So the Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam that yes, Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is an Issa the Raisa. And the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah is counted as one of the separate mitzvahs in the Tariyat Mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do malocha on Shabbos, lamites malochas, you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum, a separate loy says, ayetzi ish memkoma, vayom ashvi, you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. And the Ramah paskins against this, the Bavli never has a word, and the Talmud Bavli never says a word, about yud beis mil. If tchumen is deraisa, it's alpay mam is deraisa. If it's not deraisa, so there's no tchumen at all. So the Rambam and the Rif are basing their opinion on Yerushalmi, so the Mechaber follows the Rambam and the Rif. He writes, the Mechaber writes, he's going to follow two out of the three opinions of the Rif and the Rambam and the Bali HaTeslis and the Rosh. So the Rif and the Rambam said that Alpai Mam is only the Rabbanim, but Yud Bismil is the Raisa. The Mechaber passes like that. And the Rambam says that the Ashkenazim are Mekel, that we hold that there's no Tchum in the Raisa at all. They don't follow the Yerushalmi. The Ashkenazim follow the Babli. The Babli never mentions anything about Yud Beis Mil. So we hold that all of Tchumen is only the Rabban. So according to the Tanoim, according to those who hold that there is a din of Tchumen deraisa, either Tchumen Alpai Mam or 1 mil, or Tchumen Yud Beis Mil, according to the Mechaber, the Rif, and the Rambam, so where is the Pasuk in Chumash that says you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum? So the Gemara says, if you hold like the Ramah, that Tchumen is Lab deraisa, so there's no Pasuk, it's only the Rabban. But if you hold like those, the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber, that there is a din and the Rabbi Kiva, that there is a din of Tchumen deraisa, so this is the Pasuk. Al Yetzi Yish Memkoma, no one is allowed to walk chutz l'tchum. So the Gemara there and everything, Yud Zayin and the Beis has a discussion, if a person walks chutz l'tchum, does he get malchus or not? Why not? A lav in the Chumash, a lav sheyesh bo meister. He never get Nisa for, it's not the same as Loisinov, it's not the same as a malacha, that if you would warn him, don't do the malacha, we'll give you Nisa, you give him Nisa. So if you want him, don't do the malacha, but give you malchus, or it's a lav shenit and lasaris mizbezin, you shouldn't give malchus. Tchumen, for sure you don't get nisa. Nobody says, even the Tana Rebbe Akiva, no one says that tchumen is one of the malachas. Tchumen is separate from, there's a lav on tchumen, and there's a separate lav on malachas. The tchumen never gets nisa. So the Gemara calls it, Gemara says, will it be malchus or not, if a person goes chutz l'tchum? The Gemara says it's a machloikes, whether we should call it a lav shenit and lasaris mizbezin. So Taisa says, what kind of a lav shenit and lasaris mizbezin? You never get nisa on tchumen. So Taisa reinterprets that this melitza, the expression that the Gemara uses there in Erevin, means the following. The machloikes hamaroyim in the Gemara is which is the pshutish on nikra, and which is the additional level of interpretation in this pasuk. Al yetzi ish memkomo. So the pshutish, if the pshutish on nikra is al yetzi ish memkomo the kale of the yodo. No one should carry. No one should go out of the house and carry a pot in order to collect the mon, because you're not allowed to carry because there's no air, because it's the pshutish on nikra. So if that's the pshutish on nikra, and this is the additional level of interpretation, al yetzi ish mekom, and no one is allowed to go chutz l'tchum, so if that's only an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shmal Peh gives additional interpretations into the psukim, so that's not dumi the lav de hasim. That's called the lav shebechlolos we had on daf sama gimel. If you have a pasuk and the pshutish on nikra is one thing, and the additional levels of interpretation tell you additional things, so there's only going to be malchus on the pshutish on nikra. There isn't going to be malchus on the Torah Shabbat Peh level of interpretation. But the Kenzayin Faket, it could be that the Pshat is just to be verse. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, the Pshutush on Mikra is no one should walk Chutz L'Kum. And the other types that Rashi quotes on Chumash, Mikael of the Yodov, you shouldn't count. Maybe that's the additional level of interpretation. So Taisus learns, this is the Nekudas Amachlekes in Eredin. Is this a Lav Shenit and Lav Saras Mrs. Bezna or not? It's not what we normally call a Lav Shenit and Lav Saras Mrs. Bezna. What it means is, is the pshutish on mikra by yetzish memkom goes on hoitzor, goes on that prohibition of hoitzor, and this interpretation that it goes on tchumen is an additional level of interpretation, additional levels of interpretation you don't give malchus. That's not dumya the lav de chasima. Lav de chasima means what it says. It means lo sachsim shabedisha. That's what it says. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara has the machlokes amaroyim, whether the pshutish on mikra is tchumen and hoitzor is also included in the pshat, or no, the pshutish on mikra is hoitzor and the tchumen is the additional level of interpretation. If it's an additional interpretation, then there's no malchus. If it's the pshutish on mikra, then there is malchus. So that's what Taisus calls there. Taisus learns that that's what it means. If it's a lav shenitan, it's really not a good. It's not a category of lav shenitan lasaris mizbez. It means, if the pshutish on mikra goes on hoitzor, which happens to have an oynish miso, so then the tchumen is not the pshutish on mikra. So that's why it's not like it. Because it's not pshutish on mikra. It's not because it happens to do, because the pshuto has to do with misa's bezn. It's because the tchumen is not the pshutish on mikra. And there's only malchus on pshutish on mikra. That's the Gemara in Erevin. And this Gemara is in Gamsan, a third category. This is a third kind of lav shenit on lasaras misa's bezn. And this, the Gemara is going to explain what it means is like this. The Gemara here is assuming this is the issue, this is the crux of the issue that the Gemara is debating here. What is the Mechayev of Misa for going of Nefesh and Mechor? Is it composite Mechayev? The Geneva with the Mechira together are Mechayev Misa? Oh, no, the Geneva is the prerequisite, but the Mechira is the Mechayev Misa. The violation of Lo Yimochem Am Keres Eved alone, that Aver alone gives an Oynish Misa, on the condition that he had previously violated the other Eved. It's not that they're both together on Mechayev. So if you should say that it's a composite Mechayev of both together, the Gneva with the Mechira Benefesh, so then, if he's only going to do Gneva Benefesh alone, does it make sense to give him Malchus now? Two witnesses testify he kidnapped somebody. And that's all they know. They don't know any further. So that lav loy signa from Aseres HaDibus is dumi the lav de hasim. It really ought to warrant the punishment of Malchus. He should really give Malchus. Yeah, but the Gemara says, how can he give him Malchus? We may give him Malchus, and then tomorrow another pair of witnesses will come and say, V'isama boi mechorai. Then we're going to be using this lav of goyim nefesh to be mitzarif with the Hisamaboy, with the Mechoroi, all three together, to serve as a composite machayv to give an Oynish Misam. So how do you have the right to give a Malkus today for the violation of Goyin of Nefesh? It may turn out tomorrow that we're not finished. The story may develop a little further, may unravel more. It may turn out that that Geneva Benefesh was to be mitzarif with the other Pulas that he didn't even do yet. He may yet do the Pulas tomorrow. Hisamaboy Mechoroi may do tomorrow. And then it may turn out that we're supposed to be giving him an Oynish Misa for this Goyin of Nefesh. So you have no right to give him an Oynish Malkus now. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. The original version was Itmar, and Rav Papa is going to say, scrap it. Rav Papa is going to say that the way they told the Sofer from Eretz Yisrael is wrong. It can't be. He lived, Rav Yechon was the first generation of Amaroi. Rav Papa was later. So he says, but they told the Sofer from Eretz Yisrael is all wrong. Elom Rav Papa, I have to say, I correct it. So what they originally said over was, that the machloikis chizki v'Rabbi Yechanan is whether you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, whether you paskin like the Chachamin, and in this case of goyin and nefesh and mechoroi, everybody agrees that it's a composite mechayiv. The geneva with the mechira together are mechayiv and misa, and that's why it's an issue of dava v'lechatzi dava. So Rabbi Akiva holds that's no good. Dava v'lechatzi dava, we don't accept the testimony. And Rabbi Yechanan paskins like the Chachamin, like we would say that dava v'lechatzi dava, that it is good. So he says, how can that be? How can that be? You mean Goyin of Nefesh alone is not Mechayiv Malkus? It's a composite Mechayiv. Goyin of Nefesh u'Mechora together is Mechayiv. And if you're Goyin of Nefesh alone, you can't give Malkus because it may yet lead up to a Chiyuv Misa later on. So you have no right to give Malkus today because you may have to be Mitzarf, the Geneva Benefesh that he did. So the Hisamaboy Mechora, he says it's not true. We know that there was another Machlokes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Goyin of Nefesh gets Malkus or not. Does Goyin of Nefesh get Malkus? We don't know who said, Starfi holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan holds no problem. Dova v'apilu chatzi dova, that it's okay. And it is mitzarfim. And he says, when you're mad, how does the Gemara say, Eidi Geneva Veidi Mechir B'Nefesh Shehuzmum? Rabbi Yechanan and Neharogim, all four witnesses get Oynish Misa. The two who said Gonav. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Beferish, it's a composite Mechayiv. The Geneva with the Mechir together is Mechayiv and Misa. And when Yemazim, all four get Misa. Not just the second two witnesses who said Mechor. Even the first two who said Gonav. He says, Beferish, it's a Chotzi Do. How does the Gemara say, Eidi Geneva Veidi Mechir B'Nefesh Shehuzmum? Rabbi Yechanan and Neharogim, all four witnesses get Oynish Misa. The two who said Gonav. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Beferish, it's a composite Mechayiv. The Geneva with the Mechir together is Mechayiv and Misa. And when Yemazim, all four get Misa. Not just the second two witnesses who said Mechor. Even the first two who said Gonav. He says, Beferish, it's a Chotzi Dover. He's Beferish Chotzi Dover, but he holds Chotzi Dover is good. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Eide Geneva B'Nefesh are going to get Misa, so clearly it's a Chotzi Dov, it's a composite Mechayim. So if there was a Machlokes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, where the Goyin of Nefesh gets Malkus or not, you can't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds you get Malkus. It can't be. How can you give Malkus for Goyin of Nefesh? It may yet turn out that he's going to get Misa for the Goyin of Nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Geneva is the Haskola, the Gemara uses the Roshan. Geneva Aschalta de Mechira. It's a composite Mechayiv. That's what it means. Geneva Aschalta de Mechira. It's a composite Mechayiv. That's how the Chazon Ish explains the whole Gemara. The Geneva is the haschal of the mechayiv of the mechira for later on. So if anybody says that Goyin of Nefesh gets Malkus, it can't be Rabbi Yechanan, because he says that the Geneva is part of the composite mechayiv of Misa. It's going to be a lav shenit and lasaris Misa, doesn't it? It may turn out that he's supposed to get Misa. So the one who says he get Malkus is going to be Chizkiya. So wait a minute, if Chizkiya is the one who says that he get Malkus for Goyin of Nefesh, so why is it a dove of Aloy Chotzi Dove? Geneva b'nefesh, the two lavim. Goyin of Nefesh is a violation of Aloy Signav, and whoever does that gets Malkus. And whoever does Mechire, a prerequisite. If I just make an arrangement, I sell someone as an Nefesh, but I never kidnapped him, so then I'm not Chayim Misa. But if I had the prerequisite, I do Goyin of Nefesh and Mechoroi, and then Goyin of Nefesh for his Samabod, but then the Mechoro alone, the Mechire is the Mechayim Misa. So it seems that that's what Chizkiya holds. Chizkiya holds that the Geneva is Mechayiv and Malkus, the Loike, the one who kidnapped someone without any Isama Ba Mechor is Loike, and the Mechira is what's Mechayiv and Misa. So why is it a Chatzit Dover? It's a Dover Sholok. That's the Gemara's Kashin. Maskiv Lo Rapapa. If you're telling me that Chizkiya representing Rebbe Akiva is Moida in the case of Ben Zora Mora, that the Achila Rishayna, the Geneva, but the Achila Rishayna is Machai Malkus, and the Geneva, the Achila Shni is Machai Misa. You don't say all four Pahulas combined together. The Geneva Rishayna with the Achila Rishayna with the Geneva Shni, but the Achila Shni, all four together. No. The Geneva with the Achila Rishayna is Machai Malkus, and the Geneva with the Achila Shni is Machai Misa. So, and that's not called a Chotzi Dover. The Geneva with the Achila Rishayna, that's a Chotzi Dover, that's a Dover Shalom, that. The Geneva B'tachid Shnia, that's a Dover Shalom, has to be the same Katedim. But you don't need the same Katedim by the Achid Rishayna B'tachid Shnia. They're separate. So why does Chizkiya say over here that it's no good? Chizkiya is the one who says that Goyin of Nefesh is Loike. He holds not Loike. So he says it can't be. The way we just said, the Machlekes of Yechon and Chizkiya must be a mistake. El Omer HaPapa, you have to say it over differently. Be'ede Mechiro. If you have two separate pairs of witnesses, two said Goyin of Nefesh and two said Mechoroi, there's no problem. Of course, it's going to be a good Eidus. If you hold that it's a composite, Rabbi Yechon holds that it's a composite Mechayim. Rabbi Yechon holds that the Geneva with the Mechira together Mechayim. Rabbi Yechon holds that the Halacha Kachachamim, that Dover v'Chatzi Dover is good. A Chatzi Dover is good, like Shol Shnei Chazok, it can have three pairs of witnesses. So according to Rabbi Yechon, there's no problem. And according to Chizkiya, who perhaps holds like Rebbe Akiva, Dover v'Lechotzi Dover, but he disagrees over here. He holds that this is not a composite Mechayim. He holds that the Geneva b'Nefesh and the Mechayim Malkus, and the Mechira b'Nefesh is Mechayim Misa on the prerequisite, on the condition that there had been a Geneva previously, but the Mechira alone is the Mechayim. It's not a composite Mechayim. So that's what Rapapa says. Elom Rapapa, the Eidim Mechira, you have the second Kat Eidim, who testified that he sold him as a slave after. The first pair of witnesses say he kidnapped him and his samabai. The second pair of witnesses testify mechora. So they, the mechira kolam la pligid den arabim. Everybody agrees in the kabbalahidus. No issue of dover v'lechotzi dover. And everybody agrees if you maize him in the second pair of Adam, they're going to get kasha zama misa. Why not? Keep pligi, the only in the kudus ha-machlekes, no machlekes, whether the Adam are acceptable, separate kat Adam, is it acceptable? Kipligi, the only time there's a machlekes chizki Rabbi Yechanan is be'ede Geneva. If you're mazin them, then they also get an oinish misa. That's the machlekes chizki oma eine harogim Geneva luchud kaima mechir luchud kaima. Geneva is not mechayv and misa. Geneva is mechayv malkus. Goyin of Nefesh is mechayv malkus. So if they'll be mehuzmu, they'll get malkus. It's a kashadama ma malkus. And mechir of Nefesh is mechayv misa. Rabbi Yechanan says nairogim, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's one composite mechayim. Geneva aschalta de mechirei. The Geneva with the mechirei together are both mechayim and mis. That's how the Gemara comes out from Maskana. So once you get to the Maskana of Rapapa, the correct version of the Machlekes Chizkiya, the Rabbi Yechanan, do they argue, do we still say that they're fighting about Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? Is it still a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? So Rashi throws in again Rabbi Akiva with the Chachamim. Rashi on Amud Beis, in explaining, it's a later Rashi, you go a few lines later, Omar Abaye. Abaye continues with the theme of Rapapagate, Vaita. So Rashi puts in again that Chizkiya holds like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Rabbanim. So the Maharshal on the bottom of the Marshal, printed on the bottom of the Marshal, Marshal says he doesn't understand. Once, on Amid Aleph, the Gemara thought, this is the dispute, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechonah, whether you pass him like Rabbi Akiva, or pass him like the Chachamim, but once you get to Rapapa's emendation, his correct version of the Machlokes, what do you have to hang on again? What do you have to latch on to Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim? Say that nobody holds like Rabbi Akiva. Why should we pass him with the Mishnah? Pass him against Rabbi Akiva. Sholosh Nechazok is good, even three pairs of witnesses. The only Machlokes is it a composite Mechayit Gneva with Mechira Mechayit together? So even the Eidah Gneva Shehuzma will also get an Oynish Misa? Oh no, Gneva is Mechayit and Malkus, Mechira is Mechayit and Misa. Why does Rashi have to hack over here? That's the Marshal's taina against Rashi. So the Marshal quotes this Marshal, and he defends it. He says he denies that Rashi said it. He says Rashi never said it. It was only in the Havamina. Why does Rashi continue to say the Maskana? Rashi's still going with the Havamina. So the Marshal is prepared to agree with the Marshal. And that's what the long Balamor says. Ba, Riches, you say it. Balamor goes through the whole Gemara. He spells out everything the way I explained it. Just, he says, as I'm shot in the whole Gemara. And then he says, once you get to Rapapa, El Omer Rapapa, that's what we're up to now. 15 lines from the top of Pevov on the base. So once you get to this Rapapa, you don't have to say that they're fighting anymore whether halacha ki Rabbi Kiva, halacha ki Chachamim. Nobody holds like Rabbi Kiva. We pass him Dover of a Chatzi Dover. Dover of a Fibu Chatzi Dover is also good. But they're arguing, is this a Chatzi Dover? Is it a composite Mechayv of Gneva with Mechira? So if Huzmu, all four, we get the Yonish Misa, that's Rabbi Yechonah. And Mish Lakish and Chizkiya disagree. Says, no, it's not a composite Mechayv. The Gneva is Mechayv Malka separately. And the Mechira is Mechayv Misa separately. Tesis on the top Tesis has another Nafkemina in this Machlokes. And the Chazon Ish writes on the Tesis, we understand Tesis very well. We can understand, you can dingzuk, but he said we can understand Tesis very well. Tesis has like this. So the witnesses have to warn him when he kidnaps the person, you better not kidnap him. This may lead to Nainish Misa. The Taisa says, maybe this too depends on the Machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechonah. If you hold like Rabbi Yechonah, that it's a composite Mechayev, that the Gneva B'Nefesh plus the Hisaman by plus the Mechorek, everything is Mechayev Misa. So Taisa says, maybe they have to warn him from the very beginning. This first Pula is going to lead to an Einish Misa. You better not kidnap, because in May, if you're going to go step two and step three, and everything will be testified in court, you're going to get an Einish Misa. But according to Chizkiya, the Gneva is not Aschalta the Mechira. It's not a composite Mechayv of Gneva with the Sama Ba Mechora. Gneva is Mechayv Malkus, that's Lechutz. You give a Hasra, don't kidnap, or we're going to give you Malkus. Then when he does the Mechira is Mechayv and Misa. That's what the Taisa suggests. They had a Kasha, and that's what they suggest. The last six lines in the top Taisa, they say the Efshir, it could be, in order to find for their Kasha, they say the Efshir, and it could well be, the Lechizkiya lo boy hasra. You don't need hasra when he's going to nefesh, because it's not Gneiv is not aschalt in the mechira. Gneiv is mechayv malchus, and all the Rabbi Yechonah boy, and according to Rabbi Yechonah, you do need hasra because it's a composite mechayv from the very beginning. So the Chazon Ish explains it bariches. That's what they mean. That's the poshim shah. He just points out that Taisus didn't mean to say that according to Rabbi Yechonah, you only need hasra b'shas kidnapping, and you don't need a hasra l'misa b'shas the moicher. The Mechara. No, for sure you need B'shas Mechira. That's the clincher. But you even need a Hasra. Whenever you have a Chiyav Misa that's a composite of two or three different Pu'ulois, so Taisus is Mechadish, that you need a Hasra each step of the way. It's not sufficient with a Hasra on the final step. You have to have on the first Aveira and on the last Aveira. That's what the Taisus suggests. Then the Gemara continues by the tiny letter Gimel. Umboy de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that even the Eidi Gnei Voshehuzmu will get Kasha Zomam. Because there, it's one composite Mechayv. The Gnei with the Mechir is Mechayv and Misa. So we're going to, if all four witnesses will be Huzmu, we're going to give all four of them Kasha Zomam. So Moide Rabbi Yechonon, but he has to admit that you don't always say everything is the composite Mechayv. Beidim Harishonim Shalom Betzor Mar Shulis Mashein Erovim. Tershachem Lam Al Hakos Abano. We said by the Betzor Mar that everybody agrees. The first Geneve when he steals the money from the father. And then he eats the Achila Rishonim with the Chevre, with the gangsters. With the Chabur Shekula Sreikin, the Gemara has the Loshon. So that's Mechaibin Malkus. And then the second Geneve with the second Achila, that's Mechaibin Nisim. So no one's going to say that it's a composite mechayv of all four pulas, Gineva Rishayna with Achila Rishayna with Gineva Shnia with Achila Shnia, all four are mitzvah from Yachdim in Mechayv Nisa, that's Zichana. That's Moide Rabbi Yechanan. It's a composite mechayv, the second Gineva with the Achila, that's a composite mechayv. So the Eidi Gineva Shnia will be Chayev Nisa. That's what Abai continues. Omer Abaye, Hakol Moedim Ben Saramar, Hakol Moedim Ben Saramar, Machlekes Ben Saramar. There's one case by Ben Saramar that everybody agrees that they won't get Kasha Zama Bamisa. There's one case that everybody really would get Kasha Zama Bamisa. And there's one case where it's going to be a Machlekes. Bosa does. So he's going to spell it out. Hakol Moedim Ben Saramar, Beidim Harishonim, Shein Erogim. The first two pairs of witnesses. The one pair of witnesses says, Gonav Pam Rishona. And the second pair of witnesses say, that Ochal Pam Rishona. With the Chevra. So no one's going to say that that's a composite Mechaib that leads to Nisa for later. Yeah, that's too far in advance. Ain't that Rabban? No one says like that. Why? It doesn't mean that they can tie in Hakosa. The Din says that it's Chayim Malkus. That's what Taisa said on Amar Aleph. The Gemara keeps on saying, because they can tie their way out. So Taisa doesn't mean they can tie their way out. It means that the Achila Rishayna, the Geneva Rishayna with the Achila Rishayna is not Mechayim Nisa, it's Mechayim Malkus. Sure, so they'll only get Malkus. And Hakom Moedim and Sarah Moedim, Beidim Achareinim, Sherogim, Toshachedim, Arishem, Mechadim, Malkos, Abonim. And on the last Beidim, the Eidim who say, on the Achila Shnia, everybody agrees on the Achila Shnia, they're going to get an Oinish Nisa, that everybody agrees. Bahanikul, it's a Dovashom, for sure. And Machleg is Ben Sarah More. And the machlokes of Yechanan and Chizki will apply similar to their machlokes here by Goyim Nefesh and Mechorai. That Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's a composite mechayev, the Gneve with the Mechorai together are composite mechayev. So if you mazim all of the Yedim, even the Yedim Gneve, will also get an Einish Kasha Zamam. So too, Rabbi Yechanan and Chizki disagrees. Chizki says no. The Gneve, when you kidnap someone, that's a separate aver, that's mechayev Malkus. And when you sell him, that's a separate Avera, that's Mechayim Misa. If the prerequisite was met, that he had previously kidnapped the person, the Isama boy. So similar to the Machlokes Chizki of Rabbi Yechanan here, by Goyim Nefesh and Mechorai, they will disagree by Ben Sora Morah, by the Achila Shnia. They say that the Geneva Shnia with Achila Shnia are composite Mechayim, and both together are Mechayim Misa. So if you have a separate pair of Edim on the Geneva, a separate pair of Edim on the Achila Shnia, of the Mitzarma Behuzmu, all of them Behuzmu, so we'll give them all Kasha Zama Misa, even the Edom who testified only on the Gneva Shnia, they'll also get Misa. That's what Rabbi Yechanan will say, like over here. And Chizki will say, no, it's not a composite Mechayev, just like by Gon of Nefesh and Mechora, it's not a composite Mechayev, so too by Gon of Ochal, Achila Shnia, it's not a composite Mechayev. The Gneva is a separate Aveira, that the kid stole money from his father, so it's Mechayev Mamon. Kid stole $100 from his father. So the Gneva is mechayev him to pay back the $100. And the Mechira is a separate, and the Achila Shnia is a separate mechayev on the condition that the Achila Shnia was based on the Gneva's moment. But it's not a composite mechayev. So that's what Abai says. That'll be a machlek is the Ben Sora Mor. The same machlek as they have here, whether it's a composite mechayev or not, will be by the Ben Sora Mor. Machlek is the Ben Sora Mor. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara asks later. The Gemara asks it later. So the Gemara says, let's say the Achila Shnia, the Gneva Shnia, the Achila Shnia. So the Gneva, whenever anybody steals any money, it's Machayev Mamad. I stole $100, got paid back $100. Happens I stole the money from my father. Happened I was just by mitzvah a month and a half ago, and I stole $100 from my father. So everybody agrees the Gneva is Mechayev Mamon. So just because Rabbi Yechanan holds that in retrospect, if there was a Gneva Shnia, if there was first a Gneva Rishonim with Achila Rishonim, we already gave him Malkus. Now there's a Gneva Shnia. If there will be Achila Shnia with the whole story, then it'll turn out that it's a composite Mechayev. It'll be the Gneva Shnia will be Mitztarev. With the Achila Shnia to be Mechayev Nisa to the kids, to be Mechayev Nisa, But still, how can you give a kasha zomam to the eidim on the gnei b'shniya? It has to be kasha zomam lasilo. You have to know that they had that in mind. Maybe bechlal they didn't have that in mind. Maybe they just had in mind lechad b'mom and bonum. So the Gemara says we're talking about a case called Ramzi Ramuzi. That it's very obvious that they're all in cahoots with each other, that they all came together. That the Eidim who come on the Gnei V'Shniya are coming together with the Eidim who are coming on the Achila Shniya. They come into Bezdin B'Vasachas, they all come in together, and they say, we have something to tell the Bezdin that's very important. And they say, so Bezdin says, well, who wants to say first? Well, we know which order. So first the Eidim Gnei V'Shniya say, and then the Eidim Mechira, then the Eidim Achila Shniya say. So obviously they all came together, they were all in cahoots together. So the Gemara says, in such a case, I'll give the punishment. Ah, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama. See the bottom Taisus. Chizki will be mechula because he holds that the Eidei, I can have in mind from today till next year, I testify on something, and that's going to lead up to, a guy was Mekadosh and Isha with a ring. And then the girl was, we're going to tell the whole story. That a guy was Mekadosh and Isha in the ring. He was never Mekadosh and Isha. He never had possessed the ring. The whole story is Sheker V'Chazor. A girl was Mezana. A single Apnuya was Mezana. And we want to give the girl Misa. So we trump up charges. So two Eidim say the guy bought a ring in a store. The other two Eidim say he walked from the shop, from the jewelry shop, and he met the girl, took the girl out on a date. And then the other two Eidim say he gave the girl a ring and say, Ariat Mekadosh. And they all came together. And all the six witnesses came together. And then another two witnesses say that she was Mezana. So it doesn't help the fact that they said he bought the ring in the store and took the girl out on a date and he gave her the ring and said, Rama Kodeshously. No one says that that's going to lead to the Nisa. The Nisa is the Znus, Loisinov. You can't say that the purchasing of the ring is the Zaschalta of the Chi of Nisa. That's for sure, that's only a prerequisite. And even though they all are Ramzi Ramuzi, they're all coming together, but that's not included in their Haggadah Seders. So just because it's Klorbi to talk that they were gunning out, they gave Eid HaShekhar, we were Muslim them, they weren't even on the continent. Even though it's clear that they gave Eid HaShekhar, that's what they had in mind, but that's not included in their Haggadah Seders, so you can't give an Einish Kasha Zomim. You need that it should be two things. You need that it should be included in their Haggadah Seders, they gave Eid HaShekhar, and that's what it leads to. If the Geneva is Aschalt in the Mechira, or Geneva that's by the kidnapping, or the Geneva Aschalt de Achila by the Bensora Mora, if it's a composite Mechayev, so what they're saying is he did something that may lead to a Chiyu Misa. That's part of the Haggadah Seders. So you need, number one, it should be included in the Haggadah Seders. Number two, it should appear that they realized what they were leading up to. If they can taina later on, we were innocent. We thought the ganzen a different thing. So then the Gemara says, "Mitoch shulcharim level." That's why Baila Banu, the Gemara before Mem Aleph says, if it's not so clear that they had that in mind, then you don't give the punishment of kasha zomim. So here you have to have both. You have to have that it should be included in the Haggadah Seders, and number two, it should be clear that that's what they had in mind. But here is a problem. Right, that's what the Taisus says. What's if they say that we gave a hasura lemisa? So how can they say lechaivo mom and bonum? Okay, right. That's what the Taisus dreitzach. The top Taisus dreitzach with that. How can they have a time of their way out? So here there is a problem that the bottom Taisus quotes. There is a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama has like this. The Gemara is talking about the Eidim Zaynim. There's a Gimalov is Nemr Bishor. The Gemara says on the first daf in Baba Kama, there's Keren Shemeregel, and last week said in Parashas Mishpat. Gimalov is Nemr Bishor. So Keren means if the animal does a hezek in a Mishunadika fashion, so the first three times the Balashor only pays Chati Nezik Megufo, and the fourth time on, the Balashor has to pay Nezik Sholem and Adi. So let's say witnesses come and they testify falsely that the Shor was Nageach. Two witnesses testify falsely it was Negech on Sunday, two witnesses testify falsely it was Negech on Monday, two witnesses testify falsely it was Negech on Tuesday, they make the Shor Amuad, and now if the Shor will be Negech, he's going to have to pay Nezek Shom. Then it comes out that all the first six witnesses, those two, the next two, Sheker V'Chozev, they were in South America, they weren't even here in New York, they don't know what they're talking about, and the next time the Behemoth Negech, he only pays Chatzin Nezek. And because the Deirei Sheker, the Bezdin Paskin wrong that they pay Nezek Shalom the fourth time. And now with Mazim, the first three pairs of Edom, the first six witnesses, and it turns out that we made a Gemar Din the fourth time, the Shor pays Nezek Shalom, and it's a false Gemar Din, we have to reverse the Pesach, we only pay Chatzi Nezek. So the extra Chatzi Nezek has to be shared, has to be paid. All the six witnesses who testify falsely, they have to pay the extra Chatzi Nezek because of the Kasha Zalman. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, that's the bottom Tosfos quotes it from Bava Kamma, Dav Chav Dalvan on the base, it's only if Meramzei Remuzei, only if they come into Bezdin all together and they're winking at each other, and it's clear to the Bezdin that that's what they're all in cahoots together. And our Gemara seems to say, if the Meramzei Remuzei, the last two lines before the Mishnah, by us it says, we're talking about a case of Meramzei Remuzei, the Edom are coming together and it's very obvious that they're in cahoots together. Ma'u detaymer emiz and nulsehi. I would have thought, look, it's obvious that's what they have in mind. Kamash malon, remiz alav klumi. Kamash malon, that we ignore that. Zachastira gluya, the two Gemaras. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that Meramzei Remuzei, do give a punishment, Kasha Zama. We have ascertained that that's what they had in mind, because you put two and two together. Clearly, that's what they have up their sleeve. And Agmara says that judging the psychological hechacha, that's what they have in mind, since it's not a liknish nevert of the Haggadah Seder, so you don't give a kashnam. So Taisa says, a steer between the two Gemaras. So Taisa gives a few terus. So one terus Taisa says, well, it depends how heavy or emiz it is. Is it, if it's a dead giveaway to the Bezdin, the ass, it's a giveaway that they're all in cahoots together, then you will give Kasha Zama. If it's a remiza, Chashuva, if it's a heavy remiza, then you give Kasha Zama. If it's a remiza grua, that's a lot milsi. If just you have a hunch that they're in cahoots together, then you don't give Kasha Zama. That's the one suggestion. Then Tesh gives another suggestion, Nami Din in the Fosha Shaini. The Gemara Baba Kam is only talking about the Shoah Muad. The first three pairs of witnesses established that the show is a Shoah Muad. Then the fourth time the show was Nageh, Bezdin slaps on Achi of Nezek, Shalom and Aliyah. And then when Mazim, the first meeting, comes out, the Pesach we gave was wrong, it's only Chatzi Nezek Megufo. And the extra Chatzi Nezek, we're going to make them pay, it was Nigmar Din, we're going to make them pay the Kasha Zama. So we're going to divide up the extra Chatzi Nezek among the first six witnesses. The Tosfos says, and how do you know that that's what they had up their sleeve? The Gemara says, Meramzei Remuzei. The Tosfos says, that's Dini Mominus, you rely on Meramzei Remuzei. But when it comes to Din and Nefashos and our Gemara, then you would not rely on Meramzei Remuzei. It's a shvera answer what Tosfos says, because the whole sukkah is talking Meramzei Remuzei. What did Rabbi Yochanan say on Amud Aleph? That the Eide Gineva B'Nefesh Ahuzmu Get Miso. They just say that he kidnapped. They don't testify that he sold them. Two Eidim say he kidnapped, two Eidim say Vesamimbo, and two Eidim say Mecharei. But they all come together, they all in cahoots together. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Gineivas Chalta de Mechiri, it's a composite Mechaib all together. All three pulled us together, Mechaib Misa, so you give the Eide Gineiva, you get Misa. That's what the whole Gemara is. And it must be Meramzei Remuzei, otherwise they can say, we're innocent, we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything, we just want you to know that he did a terrible thing, you should be postulated. So you have to say that it's talking Meramzei Remuzei. Meramzei Remuzei is good by Din Nefoshes also. That's what's difficult with Tosfos answer. So that's what the Chazon Ish points out, that if you look in the Rambam, all the Rambams are in the same place. In Perek Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Seder, when he talks about Kasha Zama, he quotes all of our Gemaras, everything. You see, the Ayin Mishpat, the first Tos, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes, all the nine Tziyunim on the Gemara, it's all in the same place. Everything is all in the same Rambam. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Chavda, everything. All these, a whole bunch of cases here. He has all the cases one after the other. So if you, the Chazon Ish points out, if you read the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam explains what's going on here. He says, did the second Kat Eidim come before the first Kat Eidim, or the first Kat came before the second Kat? If the second Kat comes before the first Kat, out of order, then the Meramzei Remuzei doesn't help. Because at the time that the first Kat, the second, the ones who are made on the Mechira B'Nefesh. So that's nothing. But if everything goes in order, The Rambam distinguishes between the two Gemaras. Says, not like Tosfos says, Remiza Gruah, Remiza Chashuva, not even the Farsha Shani is also Shleirat Eretz. He says there's a chilek in halacha. If everything goes in the correct order, then the Meram Ziramuzi is good, and you give Kasher Zama Vamisa also. And if it's out of order, then it's not going to be good. That's how the Rambam distinguishes. So that's the Pashtus in the whole Gemara here. That there's a fundamental machlokes between Chizkiyah. The Pasha Pshat is like the Balamor says, and like the Marshal, and like the Marshal, which is, we'll leave out the Shreya Rashi. Marshal claims that Rashi never said it. That when once you get to Rapapa and Amin Beis, it's no longer machlok, it's Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you pass like Rabbi Kiva or not, about Chatzidava. Everybody holds like the Chachamim. The Chatzidava is good. This kind of Chatzidava is good. The only Chatzidava that's no good is Shnaim Amin Machas Begabah, Shnaim Amin Machas Bekreis. But this kind of Chatzidava is good. The machloikis, what they do argue about is a different machloikis. Is it composite machayev, the geneva with the mechira, and who are the nami that would have the same machloikis by ben sora and mora? Is it a composite machayev of geneva with the achila? It's not a composite machayev. The geneva is a prerequisite so that the mechira will be machayev misa. The geneva is a prerequisite that the achila, losoch laladan by the ben sora, that the achila should be machayev in the misa. But it's not that both together. So if it's a composite machayev, then it's taka going to be an issue of Chatzidov Aliba the Rebbe Akiva, if anybody will decide to fast like Rebbe Akiva. And then if it's a composite Mechayev, then you're never going to get Malkus for the Geneva Benefesh, because it's like a Lab Shenikon Lassaros Mizbezen. It may yet lead up to an Einish of Misa later on. And if it's a composite Mechayev, and if they're all Huzmu, then you're going to give Kashazam and Einish Misa today the Geneva Benefesh. There's a major problem in the Rambam that the Chazon Ish says he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. Blazer Shach works on his sefer also. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan here that Eidei Geneva Benefesh Huzmu get Misa. So he writes it either Huzmu Eidei Geneva or Huzmu Eidei Mechira. Either or. What do you mean? The halacha says you have to have Achia Zomu Kulam. Let's say in the Mishnah in Bava Basra, three pairs of witnesses, six witnesses come and testify that the man has a Cheskes Habatim Shalva Shorim. So Rabbi Akiva says we don't accept that he doesn't have a Cheskes Habatim. Dovah Lechotzi Dovah, we throw it out, and the Marakama gets back his field. And we pass like the Chachamim, Dovah, Filochotzi Dovah, it is good. And what if it comes out that they were all of them are lying? So Yamazim, they were trying to take away the soda from the Murakama and give it to this gangster, to the Ganav. So we say, not only do we give back the field to the Murakama, we take it away from the Machzik, we give it to the Murakama because they were lying, we make the Eidim pay, the Eidim have to pay to the Murakama, the whole value of the field that they were trying to steal from him. So the Gemara says, Behein Eidu Sachas Lahazama. It's only if Yamazim, all the six witnesses, because it's Achiyazom Kulam. The whole Cheskes Habatim only comes about with the tzirup of all of them. Or the Gemara in Bava Kama that Tosfos quoted. That you had three pairs of witnesses say the show was Mazik on Sunday, the show was Mazik on Monday, the show was Mazik on Tuesday. And then a fourth pair say the show was Mazik on Wednesday, and make him pay Nezik Shalom, and Gemara did. Then who's more the first six witnesses? It comes out that it shouldn't have been Nezik Shalom, should have been Chatzin Nezik. So the extra Gemara did on the extra Chatzin Nezik, if Achi is Amakul, if you mazim all of the first six witnesses, so they divide, each one pays a 1/6 of the extra Chatzin Nezik. But it's Achi is Amakul, hey, made of Sachas Lazama, the Gemara says. So how can the Rambam write over here, Huzmu, O Eide Geneva, O Eide Mechira? How can that be? Rabbi Yechanan's whole word is that it's a composite Mechai. So composite is Achi is Amakul. So that's what the Chazon Ish throws up his hands, doesn't know what's going on. Now, Blazer Shach has in his sefer, he works on that also. That's a problem in the Rambam. Chazon Ish says, we don't know where the Rambam got that from. That's very shrewd. Okay, the next Mishnah goes, we're knocking off people, giving Misa right and left over here. Elohim HaNechnoke, okay. So the next is the Zaka Mamre. The Zaka Mamre means that he paskins against the Beznagol. The pasuk says, how does it say? Ki yipalem mincha dor la mishpat bin dam la dam midin adin bet negel and dar digrei rivis b'sharecha. Normally, there's nothing wrong. The Gemara said there's nothing wrong. We spoke many times, nothing wrong. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted initially that there should be Yud Beis Shvatim. And every Shevet should have a Bez Nagorol. The Mishnah in Hoiri says, every Shevet had some Bez Nagorol. The Ramban is not sure whether the Bez Nagorol of every Shevet had 71 or 23. But whatever, every Shevet had some Bez Nagorol. Paskin differently, the different Drachim and Avodas Hashem. That's not a problem. You don't have to bring every Shiloh up. You don't have to bring every issue up to the Bez Nagorol. The only time you have to bring up, because that's not a problem of Loises Goyderu. If in this shevet they pass in this way, in this shevet they pass in that way, it's Eile Veile Divide Kim Chaim, and Gesundheit, that's beautiful, that's marvelous. The Rebbeinu Shalom appreciates varieties and spice of life. That's beautiful. We're talking Divide Ribbis Bisharecha, in the same city there's a machloikit. The Gemara says if it's Bebezin, the Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, if it's Bebezin Nechet, Be'er Achas, then it's an issue of Loises Goyderu. We can't allow that. And no one wants to give in. He says he's right, and they say they're right. And so tug on, no one gives in. So then you have no barrier. Then you have to go to a Bez Nagorl. Once the Bez Nagorl paskens, now they're gaharga for everybody. So now you can't have all the Yud Beis Shvatim doing differently. You're not supposed to have. You know, it's not necessary. Like in our generation, they always go to Rabbi Yashiv, and everybody has to follow Rabbi Yashiv. A lot of times it's kedai to go to Rabbi Yashiv. There's a lot of Amaratz and Paskin and Shavuot. They don't know what they're talking about. So everybody at least recognized, most people recognize Rabbi Yashiv, so they'll all give in to him. Okay, that's a mile. But it doesn't, sometimes it's a legitimate machlekes, so there's nothing wrong with having. In New York they'll do one way, in Paris they'll do another way, in London they'll do another way, in China they'll do another way. There's nothing wrong with having different opinions. That's the way it always was. But if it's going to be in the same kehillah, Dibei Rivas, Bisharecha, a machlekes within the same city, that's Teitnish, that's Loises Goyderu. So then you have no barrier, you have to go to the Bez Nagorl. Once they pass in, so it's a vega hagit for everybody. So all the shvatim already have to form a line. Everybody has to follow the psak. That's what the pasuk says. So the Mishnah describes that there used to be three bate dinim in Beis Hamikdash. Only one was the real bona fide Bez Nagorl. The one in the Lishkas Hagazis, that's the Bez Nagorl. Shlosha bate dinim ha-yusham in the Beis Hamikdash. One was al Pesach Harabais, one was al Pesach Azora, and one was further in. And the Lishkas Hagazis is further in. How can you be further in? What do you mean further in? In the Azara. You can't sit in the Azara. Ein Yeshiva Azara. How can you be further in? Where? They're sitting in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Where are you going to be? So that's the Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yuma that the Lishkas Hagazis is Chetzi BaKodesh VeChetzi BaChol. The room had two entrances. Suchel HaKodesh and Suchel HaChol. So the din is, and the room itself, they are mekadesh the mokum ha'azora. The din is in the mokum ha'azora. No one's allowed to sit unless and yishuv ba'azora. Although malcha is double blood. So the mekadesh the whole mokum ha'azora. So if the lishka ha'gazah would have all been bakodesh, nobody would be allowed to sit. Even if it would be bachol, but the psicha would be min ha'kodesh. The only way to get in would be by walking through the azora. There would only be one entrance way. So it would also be treated. Lishka sabnes bachol psuchas la'kodesh. Have the din like Kodesh. That's a Mishnah. But over here, if it's had two entrances, there was one way to enter the Lishka Saga. Lishka is a big room in the Beis Hamikdash. There was one way to enter from the Harabais, and one way, another entrance from the Azara. So the part of the Lishka Saga that was Harabais had the Lishka Harabais. You were allowed to sit there. The part that was Bazara, they're not allowed to sit there. So that's considered further in. The first Bezdin was Al Pesach Harabais, before you get into the Harabais. The second one was in the Harabais, Al Pesach Azor. And the third one, the real Bez Nagorl, was already in the Azor. Can't be in the Azor, can't sit. It was Chetzi Bakodesh, Chetzi Bachol, and they were sitting in the Chetzi Bachol. Bez Nagorl was sitting in the half where they're allowed to sit. So he presents his case that the Chocham or the other Rabbanim from the city come to the first Bezin. If they have a Pesach already on record, the Bez Nagorl holds like this, they're finished. Well, they have to go Pester. They're learning Sanhedrin, whatever they're learning there in the Sanhedrin, they're sitting and learning there, so why do you have to waste their time? If they don't know, so you go to the second Bezin. So if they have already a record of a ruling, so you have to pass to the Bez Nagorl. If they have no record, they have to go, Eilu the point, Bez Nagorl, Shemush HaGozes, and they give the Pesach, and then the din is, no one is allowed to paskin against the Bez Nagorl. The paskin is against Bez Nagorl, then it's Chayv Misa. So the Mishnah says, only if he's a Chochem Shehigia Lohairo. If it's a Talmud shelo higiel ha'iro, then it's not chayim nisa. Nimtzo chumroi kuloi. It's a bigger chutzpah. He's a Talmud Shelo Higilero, is not even entitled to an opinion. But because other Rabbi here not said it's because it's not entitled to an opinion, so no one's going to listen to what he said anyway. So the other is not so bad. Because it's worse, because it's a bigger chatzuf, it's nuts, he's paskening against Bez Nagol. No one's going to listen to him. He's not the Higilero. So the Mele, the other is left common. What's the definition? So that's a machlegis Rashi and the Rambam. Ramosha has the first tshuva. But he sent along Dvartara to Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog had printed a Dvartara that Rav Moshe was extremely upset about. He held that it was on the courses, about Smicha Biyad, that originally Smicha used to be Biyad, and then they changed it. Rav Moshe said that that's not correct. It was never Biyad. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu gave Biyad. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Shem Zikena Biyad. But it wasn't, in the, it didn't change in the time of the Roman persecution. That's what the Maskilim say like that. So Rav Herzog wrote, Rav Moshe was very upset. So he wrote him a whole maimer, the first tshuva in Chelek HaShemish, but what is Smicha all about? So he points out as a machlokes here, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi quotes a Gemara Soita Dab Chobbeis, where the Gemara says, Ad Aboim Shona, Ad Aboim Shona, Ein Ad Moimed Al Das Rabbi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says that after Maimed HaSinai was the first year after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and then after 40 years later he says, finally, after 40 years of hacking, finally you're beginning to understand what I'm trying to tell you. So you see that sometimes it may take up until 40 years of teaching till the Talmud understands. So it really should mean 40 years since the person started learning. Let's say he didn't start learning till the age of 15, 20. So he has to be 55 or 60. So Tosfos says, there in Soita, Dav Chav Teis, we don't follow that. We follow age 40. Even though the fellow hasn't been learning for 40 years, the Mashmoz of the Pasuk is 40 years of learning, we say age 40. So Rashi says that's what it means. Talmud Shelo Higil HaRav means that he's not 40 years old. Talmud Shelo Higil HaRav means that he is 40 years old. Qualified also means he knows how to learn. He's not qualified then. But the Higil HaRav means 40 years old. So Moshe says that Rashi is very difficult because the Gemara says there in Soita, that's only if Ika Acher, if there's another rabbi in town who's older who can paskin. What if you're in a community, there's no one else who can paskin, and the only one who knows how to paskin is only 20, is only 35 years old. The Gemara says, a Bleka Acher, then you may paskin. The Gemara says, there were Amorim who died at the age of 40. So how did they ever open their mouths? How did they ever paskin a Shabbat? And so there was no one else who was qualified, so they had no bravery, they had a paskin. So yes, how can Rashi take that Gemara as being the Pshat and the Mishnah? Sometimes it's Lavdavke, sometimes if he's the only one that he is entitled to Paskin. How can you say, but since under the circumstances there were other people in the city, so therefore before the age of 40 he's not supposed to Paskin, it's called Talmud Shelo Higil HaRav. But if he would have lived in a different city where he would have been the only one, then he would have been Higil HaRav. Because he is qualified, so even if he's not the only one, it should be called the Talmud Shelo Higil HaRav. So that's a weak point. The Rav Moshe points out a weak point in Rashi's Pshat. So he said maybe that's what prompted the Rambam to learn not like Rashi. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah, Talmud Shelo Higil HaRav Potter, means a Talmud has no smicha. Higil HaRav means he has smicha. Lo Higil HaRav means he has no smicha. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat. The Rambam holds that smicha is a din in HaRav. That we spoke about when we learned the first daf in the Masechta. The Rambam Pshat to become a Mekoymis is like that. Smicha is not a din in becoming a member of a bezin. You can constitute a bezin, you can be part of the bezin without smicha. Let's say a bezin of chalitza. There's a mishnah, it can be shlosha hadyotis. You don't need smicha to be part of the bezin. Smicha, according to the Rambam, is a function of harof. You have to give a psar. That's how the Rambam read over here. He doesn't have to be part of a sanhedrin or anything. If he has smicha, he's called hegel harof, and his psak is a psar. Okay, we'll leave that next week. We'll have to continue on in the theme. This is a very fascinating Gemara. Gemara talks about the Zaka Mamre, different dinim. In this week's Sedra, we have the dinim of the Mishkan, the different halakim of the Kedushas HaMishkan. So you have the Kedushas HaRabayis, the Doris, you have Kedushas HaRabayis, that was parallel to Machna Leviya, and Yerushalayim is parallel to Machna Yisrael, where you can eat all the Kach and Kalim. And then you had the Kedushas HaZora, is further in, past the Harabayas. And then you have the Kedushas HaHechel, further in. And then you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Mom HaKudosh. And then the Mishnayos have that Midirabbanon, there are different gradations on the Harabayas. Minatora, the whole Harabayas is Harabayas. There are no different Madregas. And Midirabbanon, the Mishnayos have that you walk in the first couple of amas into the Har HaBayis, the next section is called the Chil. And you walk in further a couple of amas, the next section is called the Ezras Noshim. So the Chil has more Kedusha than the first section of the Har HaBayis, that Tmei Mesim, Minatara Tmei Mesim Amut and the whole Har HaBayis. And with the Rabbanim, Tmei Mesim are not allowed to go into the inner parts of the Har HaBayis, but the outer part is Mutter. So the Tmei Mesim are not with the Rabbanim are Rosh HaTent to the Chil, but outside of the Chil is Mutter. And then after you pass the Chil and you go into the Ezras Nashim, so that's more Mekudish with the Rabbanim, Minatara, it's all the same. With the Rabbanim, the Ezras Nashim has more Kedusha, that it's Vul Yom, a person who went to Mikvah but he didn't have Harav Shemesh yet, so still considered Tomei with respect to eating Truma, the first Mishnah in Brochus, with respect to eating Karbonus, or with respect to being Makriv Karbonus, the Tvul Yom is Tomei, or with respect to entering the Azorah, or with respect to entering the Har HaBayis, the Tvul Yom is considered Tohor. So with the Rabbanim, they made a Chumra, a Maila, many Mishnais, you have Mailas in the Knesset Olam Mikdash, that a Tvul Yom is not allowed to enter into the Ezras Noshim. Up until Ezras Noshim may go, Ezras Noshim may not go. So that was the issue that was brought up in recent years. Was a shlech, let's say, if a person has a tumah hayotzvah miguf, a person is a zav zavo, nidu yoledus a mitzorah. Mitzorah we don't have, because the Kohanim are not declaring anybody as a mitzorah, and even if the person has the negel tzaras, if the Kohen doesn't declare that he's tummy, so he's not tummy. So mitzorah is out of the question. Yoledus, nope. Let's say a man wants to go on the habayis, nishken yoledus, nishken zavo. He could be a zav. Let's say he knows that Balkari. So let's say he goes to Mikveh. Let's say he goes to the Mikveh. Nishken Balkari, Nishken Zav. So Nishken Zav, Zava, Nidio, Ledis, and so it's not any of the above. So why can't he enter into the Har HaBayis? What's the problem? He's a Tomei Meis. The Tomei Meis is not allowed to go with the Rabbanan into the Chil. That's the intersection. But what's wrong the first couple of Amis into the Har HaBayis? He permitted to go. Tomei Meis is mutter to go. So that was what some Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael were tumbling and still tumbling. What's wrong? You'll go to Mikveh and you'll have Harav Shemesh from whatever Tumas Hayotzah LeMigufa you had from before. And Tomei Meis is still Tomei Meis. No one had any Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So what's wrong if a Tomei Meis goes up until Lechil is Mutter? So the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and others quote is a Sfardish Goyen wrote a Chibur on Mishnayis Taharis and on Mishnayis Kotchen that's called the Chazoy Nochum. The Shabina Rav's brother wrote a Chazoy Nochum, Shalosh Tshuvos, that's a different sefer. But this is from a few centuries ago, I think the 1600s. He lived in Tzvastachtzel, so in the Chazoy Nochum, he raises that question. How come no one goes into the Har HaBayis? All you have to do is go to the Mikveh. And the first couple of Amis, the first few Amis into the Har HaBayis should be mutter up until the Chil. The Tmei Meisim are not allowed to go past the Chil. So he comes up with a Gevaldige Chiddush Lahachmer. That the Gemara says in Chagiga that the Tanoim were goyzer on an Am Haaretz, that is Dina Kizav. Whoever is an Am Haaretz has a tumah like a Zav, and a Zav is a tumah Yotzal Megufa, he's not allowed to go into the whole Har HaBayis. On Sholosh Regolim, everybody has to enter into the Azorah. So the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Ki Yishech Lechavem. On Sholosh Regolim, there's no tumah Am Haaretz. Otherwise, you can't let him go into the Azorah. So if he says that he's Taurus, on Sholosh Regolim, we allow him to go. But all year long, they wouldn't permit an Am Haaretz to go. So this Chazon Nochum comes up with a Wapra of the Chiddush who says that everybody today has the status of Amoritz. Why? Because the Gemara works on the definition. Gemara Brachis and other Masechtos talks. The Gemara says you can't be Mitzarif and Amoritz to a Zimun. And then the Gemara says Bizman is that will make him. The Gemara gives the whole reason. But Mikir Adin, the Din should have been, you can't be Mitzarif and Amoritz. So what's the definition of an Amoritz? So one Tana says he doesn't like Krishmi, doesn't daven, doesn't like Tefillin, doesn't give his children a Torah education. One Tana says, even if he does all of the above, he's not nizer in yoni tumah v'tar. So the Chazon Nochum says that's all of us. No one is nizer in tumah v'tar. So the others argue, what do you mean no one is nizer? We're not eating chuma, we're not eating kachim, we're not entering the Beis HaMikdash. There's nothing to be nizer about. So that's what the Chazon Nochum says. No, because the whole issue of tumah v'tar is irrelevant by us. The says that we all have the din of amoritz. That's a big chiddush lahachman. Everybody has a din of amoritz because none of us are nizer in tumah. We're not in violation of anything. Quotes all of our mekaymes, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quoted in his sefer that was written 30 years before. He chazes over all of our mekaymes again. The main marmakim is this chazan nochem, the main thing. That's a question. Is that really the accepted opinion?